in Washington.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. A Houston area Republican congressman says Democrats will be the ones who will ultimately have to cave and vote on a spending bill that's currently shutting down the government. Dan Crenshaw told Houston Matters a House passed legislation that would have prevented a shutdown.
On September 19th, we as Republicans in the House passed that clean CR, a seven-week temporary stopgap funding bill that just keeps things open, right, so we can keep negotiating.
A fight over health care policy is currently driving the shutdown, which Crenshaw says lawmakers can negotiate as soon as the government reopens. After the city of Houston made traffic light adjustments, riders say they're experiencing delays on Metro's Red Line. News 88.7's Grayson Bobian talked to commuters this morning to assess the changes.
Since Metro Rail was launched in 2004, its trains have used a system called traffic signal preemption. As a train approaches a red light, the signal changes, allowing the train to pass through smoothly. Now, that is no longer the case for Metro's Red Line. One Metro rider, David Coburn, weighed in.
I've noticed it not only on the rail, but I've also noticed it on my drive in, which is great. And 2 days in a row, I made it all the way without stopping. That's never happened. But now that I'm on the train, it really is slow.
The changes are a part of a broader effort to improve transit in preparation for the 2026 FIFA World Cup. But as cars and buses move more freely, rail commuters are paying the price. I'm Grayson Bobian, News 88.7.
Monday is the last day to register to vote in November's election in Texas. There are a lot of issues on this year's ballot, including 17 proposed changes to the state constitution. Early voting starts October 20th and runs until October 31st. Election day is November 4th. Local teams in action this weekend. The University of Houston plays Texas Tech at home tomorrow night. The Texans are in Baltimore Sunday to play the Ravens. Clear this evening, low expected near 72 degrees. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow, high near 89 degrees. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Progressive Insurance, where drivers can compare direct rates using Progressive's rate comparison tool. Customers can see options and rates side by side. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
This is 1A. It's the Friday.